You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
Thanks for waking up with the Wolf this morning, the Wolf Wake Up Crew. I'm Greg Thunder. It's Mandy. It's PT. I just love what these guys are doing out of Forest Lake. They're called Predator Hunters. And if you're not aware, you can just go to their Facebook page, Predator Hunters USA. And what they do is bus men who are trying to meet underage girls. They think these girls are real, and they're not.
Yeah, the decoys, you know, they say, hey, you know, I'm a 14-year-old girl or whatever it is. And so these guys think that they're talking to a 14-year-old girl.
All right, now this is some sort of adult matter here. So if you got small children in the cars, you might want to earmuff, turn it down, turn it off for a moment. But here's the latest bust that happened in Iowa, because these guys have had to go now just out, not only within Wolf Country, but now outside of it, because these predators are everywhere, and there's nothing like this in Iowa. So they road trip to Iowa last week, and they busted a 64-year-old man trying to meet up with a 14-year-old girl. And here's about 60 seconds of that audio.
Not law enforcement. I'm recording for your safety as well as mine. Let's go over here and have a conversation, Dirk. Okay. Who are you here to meet today, Dirk? A gal named Lacey. How old is Lacey? How old did Lacey tell you she was?
She says she's 15, but her profile says 18 or 19, I think.
Okay, how many times did she tell you she was 15?
Maybe three times, I think.
Maybe three times? Okay, so you clearly knew she was 15 years of age, right?
Well, when we was going to meet here, I was going to ask exactly how old she is, because...
Why would you ask her how old she is when she told you three times she was 15? How old are you, Dirk?
Actually, I'm 64.
So you're 64. You came here to meet with a 15-year-old child, okay? What was your intentions to come and meet with Lacey today?
I told her all morning that I'm sick. You know?
You are sick. You're a very sick individual. But proceed.
She said she couldn't stay past noon or go home at noon or something.
What was your intentions with Lacey today? I don't care about eating spaghetti or you being sick. What was your intentions with her?
First of all, find out exactly how old she is.
Dirk, we've already established this. You know her age, okay? Your best bet is just to be honest.
Like to read out loud what you said to her?
Well, I told her that, like to make out with her. And
what else?
A first kiss or passionate leave.
All right. We'll turn it off there. You can go watch it. Over 130,000 views, gross, by the way, already on just on that bust alone. Predator Hunters USA. But stick around. We're going to talk to Josh, get an update on that particular bus. Coming up next. Got you Midland right here, 102.9. It's The Wolf. It's PT, Mandy, and Greg. We're talking to Josh from Predator Hunters. We're going to get an update on this guy, Dirk, who Predator Hunters USA out of Forest Lake, busted late last week. And they're doing this, a couple of busts a week, I think. And they all carried on Facebook Live, Predator Hunters USA. Can you update us, Josh, about this guy, Dirk, who's 64 years old, who was trying to meet a 14-year-old girl?
Dirk had reached out to one of our decoys about roughly a month ago, maybe a little bit longer, and had been talking to her since. And we were just happened to be down in Iowa, and so we were coming back, and I talked to you guys actually that morning, and I told you we had one on the way back, and that was him. Just disgusting. It was crazy. So we ended up meeting up with him, and we did the exposure, and we spoke with Waterloo PD that same day, and they told us that they were getting a search warrant and going to his house that same day as well.
Josh, is there ever a point after you bust somebody, do you try and see if they would be culpable to doing this again? Like, is there ever an idea of, like, you know, let's see if we can get this guy again? Does it happen more often than we think? Have you ever had to bust people more than once?
Yep. We've actually busted a guy twice. His name was Joe/Ed is what he went by. His name was Ed Rudolph out of Stacy, Minnesota. We exposed him twice.
Wow. You know, these guys, I know you're trying to, there's two effects. He's trying to keep these guys off the street, but you scare them so much. Is there a time when you don't call police, when you just say, hey, let's just leave this guy alone? Or do you always contact authorities and then just put it in their hands?
Absolutely not. Every exposure, we contact police. Every exposure, we send chat logs over to police. never will we ever say, hey, let's just leave this guy alone. They're a predator and they're a danger to society. So we will contact police every time.
Josh, I mean, you're up late, in some cases all night long catching these predators. You're up early in the morning, obviously doing a lot of stuff. I mean, how many people are on your staff working with you, if you can kind of disclose some of that information?
We have close to, I want to say, 24, roughly 24 members.
Now, is this a full-time job for some people, or do they have full-time jobs and this is just something that they do because they really want to help catch these predators? Like, how is your mission funded? I have to imagine that when you're traveling to Iowa and places, it's got to be pretty expensive. Is this something that you're funding yourself, or is there something that the Wolfpack can do to help make sure that this mission continues?
So we are all volunteers. How we get funded is, you know, we sell merchandise. Hats, sweaters, t-shirts, bumper stickers, etc. None of us get paid to do this. We all have a motive and drive to do it.
That's unbelievable. Predator Hunters USA on Facebook. Go take a look, hit like. You can also get there through the Wolf's Facebook page. Great work, Josh. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. You guys have a wonderful one.
All right, Predator Hunters USA out of Forest Lake, and a lot of views on that most recent bust, and some good news about a bust that they did, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Duluth authorities made an arrest, I believe it was yesterday.
Is it wrong that it's like, the more busts they do, you know, you want to be happy about that, but I almost feel like it's sort of, I don't want them to have to do more busts. Like, I wish he was like, yeah, business is bad. You
don't
see
think
what I'm saying?
Right, I understand exactly what you're saying, PT, but this stuff is not going away, and thank God for these people. So, anyway, link through it through our Facebook page, 1029 The Wolf.
Coming up, 12-pack for The Wolf Pack next on 102.9 The Wolf.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.